Thanks for joining. Today's podcast is brought to you by QSource ESRD Networks. We work to educate end-stage renal disease patients to help empower them to make decisions about their healthcare and to assist dialysis providers to improve on their quality of care. Listen as members of the Network 10 Patient Advisory Council speak with fellow PAC member Quinn Taylor about working while on dialysis. They cover the topics of balancing work and family life, transplant patients in the workplace, support systems, gratitude, and the importance of staff support from the dialysis clinic. Clarissa Zatino was on dialysis for 15 years before she received a kidney transplant. She is now 4 years post-transplant. While she was on dialysis, she earned her degree in business management and accounting, attending school full-time and working part-time, at the same time juggling the complications of being a dialysis patient. Samuel Hayes is a peritoneal dialysis patient from Champaign, Illinois, who currently works full-time. He credits his success to his family, especially his wife, Sean, who has been by his side to support him in his journey. With this support system, he has been able to continue to work throughout his journey with dialysis.
And so one of the last things I'm going to ask you, I hear you both speak so much about gratitude. And I am a person, you know, I always stress gratitude and how gratitude can help you get through this journey with chronic illness. So if you would just like to share something important or something that you would want another patient to hear about your journey and how gratitude was able to kind of be the vehicle you use to get through your journey, I think that would be amazing.
For me, I would say, accepting the illness is one of the biggest things. Accepting that it's a part of our lives. And I think the next step to that is being grateful for the journey, being grateful for what we do have, and working towards, small dreams. Sometimes we have to dream small and work hard, and build up on it, make them small milestones that we can celebrate and be grateful for that small thing. Be grateful for the opportunity to still be alive because there is treatment, and grateful for the people that surround us. Sometimes it is not the people we want or we wish, but we can always find support. Just be grateful for that part of it. I'm always grateful for the journey I've had. I have been blessed with wonderful people that have helped me in any way possible. I remember my first the job I had while I was going back to college. He would actually pay for my school and deduct it from my pay, just so I wouldn't pay interest on a student loan. And it was little things like that motivate you and give you even more reason to be grateful for this journey. It is a journey, and the end will always be the same because we're all going the same direction. But it is how we choose to live through that journey and enjoy those small moments in that journey that will allow us to be grateful for what it is.
No, that's very powerful. And Mr. Hayes, do you have anything to add?
Well, I'm totally grateful for one, that I have been blessed with a positive attitude in everything that I do. I try to find a positive in everything, because if it wasn't for me having a positive attitude when all this stuff hit me, it hit me real quick. It would be that I can't deal with that. I can't, but I had to realize that the positivity of, it's been years in making that I kept blowing it off and kept blowing it off, that I thought I was strong enough to fight it. But then I realized that I couldn't when all this stuff hit me. But I kept a positive attitude with it. And as long as I stay positive, it's going to be just fine. My blood type is B positive, so I'll never forget that. I found that out during this journey that I'm on, that my blood type was B positive. So if I ever think about that I'm not being positive, I just think, well, what's keeping me going is my blood. My blood is B positive. The second thing is that I'm grateful for the humility that I have, because I'm trying to get a transplant, but if I don't get a transplant, I'm humble enough to realize that what I'm doing now will keep me alive to stay here, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm humble enough to, even if God doesn't bless me with a new kidney, He's blessed me with being able to stay alive, healthy, working, with doing the dialysis. It's a lot of work, don't get me wrong, but it keeps me going. And I'm so very grateful for that. The humility that I have. And one of my favorite sayings is, I'm proud of you every second, every moment that I'm breathing. No other, all the time.
And I think that is an absolutely amazing way to end this podcast. Thank you both so much for your input. Thank you so much for all of the things that you shared, all of the inspirational things. I think somebody hearing this is going to be encouraged, and just for inspiring people to know that even on dialysis, you can still work and you can still have some type of normalcy for your life, and that this is possible, and it's possible because you just told us it's possible, you know. So thank you again for taking time out of your day to share. We are always most grateful, and we thank you for everything that you do on behalf of patients across the state of Illinois.
Thank you for taking the time to ask us to speak. I really appreciate it.
For more information for ESRD patients in the state of Illinois, please visit us at www.esrdnetwork10.org. Or for the states of Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, and Kansas, please visit www.esrdnetwork12.org.